Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. Our mission with Divine Goddess Radio is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, two times a month, every other this week and the fourth week, or no, I'm sorry, the first and the third week at 6 o'clock, we do our phone in Tuesday, and the other two will be our Tidbits and Tea with Beth and Marie. And this is our first time, or second time, of being live in our in the store, White Buffalo, in Minnesota. You can go to our website, www.divinegoddessradio.com. If you have any questions, comments, or any feedback on our show, please email Beth or Marie at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We also do goddess parties, divine goddess parties, which that means if you have a party of 10 people and you're the host or hostess, we come into your place of employment or home and we sit here and either teach class or we do readings and the host or hostess gets a very good deal. You can, again, email us or you can set up an appointment with Marie or myself. Marie is 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-941-36. So welcome everybody to Phone In Tuesday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend, and I'm sure you all noticed we did do a Tidbits with Tea and
with Beth.
I mean, Tea with Beth and Marie last week. Energies were really, I mean, intense, and I think we're all still coming down from it. So we'll be back next week, and then we can talk about it, and you guys will know what's going on because I'm sure you're all going, what the heck? But just remember, we're all with you. We're all going through the same thing. Breathe, ground yourself, go into nature, do whatever you need to do. It will pass. Journal, 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 people. Journal, journal, journal. It's about making the connection and just really being, just being, just being. Don't think about the future. Get out of the past. Rewrite your story. So get rid of the old ones, burn them. Recreate your new ones. Recreate your new ones. So there's a lot of energetics going on right now, so it's going to be the same thing that we always say. You can always go into old episodes that we have, because we say a lot of the same thing, and I know there's going to be new people who are tuning in, but this is a time of really going in, and meditation is a very, very deal right now. So if you're searching for answers, this is the time. Sit down, be still, and just listen. Listen, listen, listen. Absolutely. So we have actually a live studio audience this evening. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some calls on air from our callers, and then we'll have people from our studio audience ask a question. So let's jump in with our first caller. Hi there. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sarah, what's your question or your comment?
My question is about relationship. I just wanted to see
about
what you're picking up. Yeah, I wanted to see what you're picking up.
Hello?
Thank you. Hey, we're back.
Oh, my goodness. Technical difficulties, everyone. Technical difficulties.
It's interesting. I don't know what happened, but something happened.
Sometimes the energies just come across. And
I think it's because I was saying.
No,
I think, I don't know. Anyways, we're not going to analyze it. We're back on.
We're back. So let's go to our next caller. We have our caller.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Carla, and I'm glad I can hear you now.
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida.
What's your question? What's your comment?
My question is about my career. I work for myself, and I took on a part-time job, which I know I got to quit. The energies are just really totally wrong there. And I was just wondering, do you see my own business picking up once I quit that job?
First
it was just part-time.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
I'm sorry, what?
Within 3 months, you're going to see a significant difference.
Yeah. I'm hearing lucrative. It's going to be a lucrative business.
Yeah.
Okay. But definitely get rid of this part-time job. I wouldn't even call it part-time. That's not even enough hours to call it part-time, but they want me to hold my hours open for them, but they don't even use me.
Oh, so you're not making any, there isn't a cash flow coming in with that one right now.
Not
but
really,
yeah,
no, not for my time. And they're very negative and kind of like keeping me in the dark about things where I should be, you know, aware of. And I don't know. I don't even think they like me there. So it doesn't really matter.
I'm hearing that job is just a learning experience for you. So learn what you need to learn and move on.
Okay. Okay. I know that it was
for
me.
You know what? It's a perfect job to work at detaching and that you're there to bring in more of the light into that workspace.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't
feel
like you're going to be there. You may not like this, but I'm not hearing for you to up and just quit it yet. Something's going to turn around. But focus on your own individual stuff.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Pardon me?
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, who are you speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Jennifer from New Jersey. Yes, hi, it's Jennifer.
Hi. Jennifer, do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I was just wondering if you had any messages for me, just like a general thing.
Okay, so what's for your highest and greatest good? That's what I'm looking at.
First thing I'm hearing for you is to slow down.
Okay.
You're going, and you're not spending any time on yourself.
Uh-huh. Second that. There's some hard work you need to work on. I'm hearing you need to do some self-reflection. So journaling would be a really good thing that you would benefit from right now. And you'll gain clarity and understanding as you do that.
Okay.
And it's easy peasy, so don't let that scare
I'm just
you
always under a lot of stress. So.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Too much. Okay.
Yeah, just if you can try, just remove the worry and just step out of the way so your guides can do their thing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Samantha. I'm calling from Florida.
Hello, do you have a question or a comment? Was it NECA?
No, it's Samantha.
Oh, Samantha, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
What can I help you with?
Well, yes, I have a potential love question. I say potential because I'm not really sure. There's this person that I work with, and I'm not sure if he likes me or not. I mean, I've actually heard from people that he seems to be interested in me, or they've heard a comment about me in that way, and I don't want to really cross those lines, especially if I'm not even sure. And I was wondering what you see or feel about this.
First thing I heard was best friends. So cultivate the friendship.
Oh, because I don't know, maybe it's because he's so shy. I don't know if it's just shyness or just disinterest. I'm just confused.
Just what Marie said, cultivate the friendship, you can start steering it in a different direction, start hanging out more, and just let it naturally develop and unfold for you.
Yeah. But I'm hearing that you're going to be, like, best friends. He's going to really open up and trust you. And even if the romantic part doesn't come, you guys, the best friends part is what is going to be priceless.
Okay. Well,
and
thank
even
you.
If you're wanting
I have been
to
trying to talk. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you're wanting it to be a certain way, don't put anything in it. Just like Marie said, focus on the friendship thing, and then just let it naturally evolve and reveal itself. That's what you're picking up on. Mm-hmm. We have an audience member that's agreeing with us. So good luck, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you, and I agree with you, too. So that's what I was.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Question in the chat room from AMC30. Okay. They received an unknown call from someone today. I would like to know if it is someone with the first letter J of their first name trying to contact me, and when will I see this person face-to-face?
I'm hearing yes, and I'm hearing in 3 weeks. And is this individual distantly away from you? I would need to know yes or no. Like in a home number. You picking up on anything, Marie?
No.
Okay. Okay, she's in the chat room. I'm going.
Come on. Oh, I was just going to see if she answered that. Okay. Yeah, I'm also seeing that, yeah, they are trying to contact you, but it'll be a few weeks, as Beth said, before you meet face-to-face. So, hope that helps. All right, let's grab our caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jen from Iowa.
Hi, Jen.
Do you have a question or a comment, Jen?
Question. I seem to be at a crossroads, and I'm not sure if I should stay where I'm at and try and find a job or move, if it's a good time to just move and find something somewhere else.
I'm hearing move. I'm hearing expand your not horizon because that's kind of cheesy, but expand your. I'm kind of like seeing you and then the circle wave going out. So expand your search. This is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I have been.
Now
I'm thinking
give you. Oh. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, did you want to say something?
Oh, I've been applying for jobs out of state, but I'm wondering if I'm pretty much going to have to move and then find a job if I decide to go that route.
Okay, now I'm just going to give my feedback. I'm picking up a little bit something different. I'm hearing that you are, it feels like you're going to be there for a little, maybe 3-4 months. There's a completion that needs to be completed before you move out of that area. So look at relationships that need to come to a full head to where there's an ending to it. So if there's any disagreements, any relationships that have been going in the same direction, but you have to look at, you've ignored, so that you can finally have a completion to it so you can move on to the next. It feels like it's internal and it feels like it's external as well. There's some people in your life that there needs to be a completion left before you go. And it feels like it can take anywhere from...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, there is someone that we've kind of been teetering back and forth, sort of. But I don't know if it'll go anywhere.
So do you have resolution with that? That's the thing. Are you going to be able to move on from it? And just like Marie said, it could be like then you move on from it, but it feels like it's a completion and it's a lifetime. You've had more than a lifetime together. So there's a completion, so that's a big, you can move on to the next phase of your life.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm hearing it'll be at least 3 weeks before you hear back on a job.
Okay.
So
and that's my thought about getting ready to move at the end of the month, beginning of next month.
Yeah, but as Beth was saying, make sure you resolve what you need to resolve, otherwise you're going to carry it with you, and then it's not really starting fresh.
Yeah.
And the sooner you look at it, and let, you know, the best way you can go into introspection is meditation, also journaling, because that's when you can gain more clarity. So it might be, and I'm hearing stuff to do with father. There's stuff that you need to have, you know, you need to go look in and explore some issues with the father. So that doesn't necessarily mean it's just current lifetime stuff. It could be past lifetime stuff. But it needs to be looked at. And that's really with what's going on energetically right now. So it makes sense.
Okay.
And it will follow you. So you want a fresh start wherever you're going to move to.
Yeah.
So complete this. Look at it and go within.
Okay.
And if you don't know how to do
okay.
it, then that's when you can set up an appointment with Maria or I or someone else that can help you explore that more, you know, further.
Okay. Great. That's helpful.
Thank you. I know it's not the
Thank
answer
you.
All we wanted, but you're welcome.
Okay. No, it's what I needed. Thank you.
Okay.
And
bye.
There you go.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. So if anybody wants to call in, 347-327-9360. And grab this one, and then we'll take a question from our live studio audience. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, hi there. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Marie and Beth. How are you?
Very good.
How are you? Good. I have a question. I just want to know if you see me recouping the money that I've been taking out of pocket to pay a lawyer, concerning a licensing agreement matter. Do you see me being able to recoup that money out of my corporation soon?
Well, I'm going to just come out and say it doesn't feel like you're going to be recuperating that, but it's to be a lesson learned. And to walk away from it, what were you supposed to learn from this? So this doesn't have to be something that becomes bigger. Now, that's me. Marie could be giving you something else.
Yeah, I'm also feeling that it's a karmic lesson.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Believe it or not, it's a karmic debt that's being paid off. It doesn't make sense to you, but it's from another lifetime, so it's making its resolution and completing it.
But once you resolve it,
yeah.
Then you can move
yeah.
forward.
Yeah.
Then your horizons are clear. I mean, it's like your path is clear. So
okay, do you see a license? This is about a licensing agreement. Do you see it actually happening? That's really the key
yeah.
thing
yeah.
here.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, you do.
Yep.
But that the monies that I've been paying are not going to be recouped.
Nope.
Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
But
all
once,
right.
Once you're done and the agreement is done, then you'll be moving forward. So just take your lesson out of it and just say, I'm done with this karmic lesson. Let me move.
And say thank you to it so they know you appreciate it. You know, there's many at work who are helping you with the growth. Personal growth.
Okay, thank
you.
All right.
Thank
you very, very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Okay, so we're going to take a couple questions from our studio audience. And if you want to call in and jump in queue, you can, 347-327-9360. So, who wants to go first?
Okay. What is your name, sweetie?
Elena.
Elena. Okay, what's your question?
All right, so I have a best friend for 2 years, and we haven't, like, talked since last high school. And we both of us like each other now, but we never could like go any farther right now because it was bad for our friendship. And then he got a girlfriend, I didn't know, but we're still like kind of talking. I feel like doing time. So we wanted to figure out the next girlfriend. It was kind of hurt, I guess. And suddenly, like one day, he unfollowed me on everything he wanted. All of a sudden, now that I knew him or if it was his girlfriend.
Okay. So, in case you guys didn't hear that, Elena?
Elena.
Elena had a relationship with a young man, and it didn't work out, and he has cut off all communication with her, so she's wondering if it's actually him or if someone else is pushing him to do that. Go ahead. Okay, so I'll tell you what popped in my head first. Playa.
I don't know, he's not like that. It was because, like, we met, and we were, like, first, like, he had a girlfriend we met, like, his friend, you know, everything's fine, he broke up with her, and then, you know, I was, like, really talking to him.
He's young, and he's finding his way, so he's, you know, I wouldn't put any expectations on him.
And I know, because I can feel it in your heart.
Yeah.
So is this, like, your first sure, really yeah. liking someone
well,
and going?
It was, like, the first time happened in his life, but just he didn't know it. He grew up that friend.
Yeah. But I'm hearing there's other fish in the sea, so now you're going to sit here and look at him as an example going, what do I like and what do I not like? And you have to, it's about self-worth for you.
Yeah.
You deserve the best, girl.
Right.
You deserve this.
So look at his best qualities and say, okay, this is what I loved about this guy. This is what I didn't like about.
There's
and then...
I mean, like, nothing like his personality.
Are you 16?
I'm 16, yes.
So you are just beginning.
Yeah,
so this is where you want to really be clear on what you want to be bringing into your life. Have fun.
Yeah.
But start establishing healthy relationships, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for all 16-year-olds out there.
Yeah, plus I'm like not really
good. Well, you're still young.
Enjoy it. You got all of later
enjoy
on.
Enjoy it, but use it as a learning experience. Because as you get older, you know, your first crush is always going to be the one that kind of shapes you for the rest of your relationship.
Uh-huh.
So use this as a learning experience to go, okay, great, I have these feelings, but, you know, is this the kind of relationship I would want to get into? No. Yeah, so, yeah.
See?
Really?
It's kind of like the guy thing and there's another girl coming around. It's like you want to be playing back and forth. That's something in your head. Say that it's okay for guys to treat you like that. So good that you noticed that. Saving you a lot of therapy.
Okay. So who is our next studio member? The girl with the beautiful hair.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
And what's your name?
I'm Erica.
Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
you have time for the generals to get out of the way to figure out what it is you're going to be drawn to. That's your passion. You're going to focus on what's your passion.
Yeah. And I see you also, what I'm seeing for you is you're going to take a leadership role. And you're going to be the one to get through it and actually start helping others. So you'll be like the person in the dorm who people will come to and ask for guidance. And, yeah, so you will be taking on a leadership role. I actually see you in, like, college government, you know, like in groups and things like that. So, yes. Yep. That's what I see you doing, something like that, yeah. It's nerve-wracking because you are moving away from home, but look at it as, okay, an adventure. What am I going to learn today? And then just allow yourself to blossom and grow.
I see you as an RA. You're going to be doing an RA tour. You're going to be doing some stuff. So are you doing it right now?
No. Actually, what I'm focusing on is what kind of students I'm asking about is switching, like majors.
Well, just remember, because I'm giving you the information, free will steps in if you're going, this is what I'm going to do, remember? So just because it's coming up in a reading, don't let that shake you going,
Well, also, too, you could be going into what you think you love, but it could modify in some way.
Well,
it
could be the same thing.
Yeah, but it's just in a different form.
Little bit different.
Yep.
That makes sense. Yep.
A newscaster.
I'm not
really
done sports, so that's
all that
makes sense. But I would love to be a
full-time.
I would love,
that
would be my ideal.
She wants to walk into the men's locker room, folks, and interview the good-looking guy. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
She could definitely make it on TV. You have what it takes.
Yeah.
If you could see her, she's gorgeous. My gosh.
Exactly.
Gorgeous.
Two beautiful sisters sitting here.
Beautiful. Cool. So just remember, you're young and you're gonna don't get set in your ways. Just keep open and allow whatever the new experiences are gonna come in and let them and know that there's your personal growth and that there's gonna be a lot of spiritual growth that you're gonna go to and you're gonna be amazed at the like-minded people that you're gonna meet that are into this. There's gonna be a bunch of you conglomerated together, which is what I'm waiting for you guys to step in, start doing your stuff. So that's what I'm excited about because I already see you being a leader in that.
Yeah, I'm actually hearing for you to avoid a sorority if you can.
Oh gosh, this one sorority is coming after me.
Yeah, I'm hearing because the energy of the sororities don't fit your energy, so it'll drag you down.
I can't.
So. You're a very free thinker, and you do. It's like you kind of walk a different beat than other people.
And it's about, you're going to grow a lot about figuring out who it is that you really are. You're going to skyrocket. And so just know that those, already prepare yourself. Those are going to be normal feelings that you're nervous that you're leaving your mom. I was very much mom.
Think your sister is nervous that you're leaving her.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
But hey, you got stuff too. You got a great place to visit.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like sad. Like every day is like,
you'll be fine.
You can have a really
fine.
You'll have a really good
lawyer. You got the building.
Yeah.
Cool, you guys. Thank you for
cool.
coming.
Thank
out.
You. Thanks for asking the question.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Okay, so we've got a chat room question from Dove for Keith. Hello, ladies. I've been feeling just frustrated and angry lately. That's part of the energy. I just want to start something new, new people, new energy, new job. I've been told I need to wait. I want to go back to school. I need a change of energy and people.
You can call in. Thanks a lot. Too bad we're not having call in for tips and cheese.
You know what? Make sure you listen to us next Tuesday at 6 because we'll talk about all the energies and then you can kind of figure out where it's coming from. But let's see. So you've been told to wait. You know what I'm hearing with you is you're holding on to a lot of old stories and you need to, the best way to do it, seriously, you put them down in a journal, burn them, and then write new ones. But that means when you write them and burn them, you stop talking about them and you start changing the way that you're looking at them. So that's where a lot of frustration is coming in from there. And I see a lot of old masculine energy coming up with you. I can feel it on your right side.
Yeah. Learn to do some journaling and burning, getting rid of anything that, you know, you're still thinking, God, why did this happen? I'm so irritated. I'm so frustrated. Just let it go and be done with it because you need to leave all of that in the past and move forward. Otherwise, you're just going to keep spinning. So take some time to do that and then shift your energy and really put the energy into moving forward, not looking back.
You know, and the thing is, you're focusing a lot of what your head is telling you, and your head is telling you a lot of lies, because it's basing it on experiences to where, I mean, we could get really deep on this, and that's not what the show's about. So you need to start looking at what's your passion and focus on your heart. So that was a lot that I gave you. So, again, journal, journal, journal.
Cool.
And then
talk to us next week.
Well,
no.
You can listen to us. Yeah, you can listen to us, but then call in two weeks.
Yeah.
And let us know how it's going for you.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So let's grab a caller. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello, goddesses. This is Ellen and I'm calling.
Hello,
can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. What's your name?
My name is Ellen.
And where are you calling from?
New York.
Wait, what's your question?
Well, actually, I was just listening, so I don't have a question ready. But so could I just say, can you give me a general? Can you pick up anything? And if not, that's fine. You can put me back on hold, and I'll be happy to listen.
Oh, no. We can always find something general.
Yep.
That's what I like, when people are out of the way. But
yeah,
it's down to business.
Okay.
Just so you know, your energy is fantastic. I want to say thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it.
Oh.
Your guys. Your guys are saying whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because you're really working on clearing yourself and keeping yourself an open-hearted channel.
And just so you know, the universe sees all the heart work that you've done, just so you know.
Okay.
You've done a lot. You've done a lot. So your guys are sitting here and I'm very proud. I see a lot of accolades. A lot of you have so many guides that are around you right now. And you're going through some major healing right now because I see two major archangels that are with you. It looks like Ariel and Gabriel that are with you. So, and they're on your, it looks on your left side. So they're bringing in the energy. They're standing right in back of you. And they're wanting you to talk to them more. So to connect with them more, you can do it through meditation. And you can also go onto the internet and see what colors they represent. And it's just so you make that connection with them. And because they work on specific areas of your body. But God, you're doing really good. You're feeling really good. If you're not feeling physically good, I'm telling you, you're coming across as really good right now.
Yeah, and if you are planning on doing some remodeling or renovating or something, they're saying to bring some bright colors in.
Okay.
More bright colors. They have bright colors around you.
Oranges and yellows.
Yes. I'm very inclined toward yellow these days.
Yellow is about joy.
joy. And the orange is about being really creative. I also see you doing painting. And even if you're not a painter, just to be silly with it, you can have paper, finger paint, but I'm seeing you doing it with a paintbrush. So do that and just to see. It looks like that's what the inner child is wanting to tell to express itself right now, the inner girl. And that's why you're attracted to yellow right now. It's your soul's wanting more of that joy.
Yes, yes. I believe
you're
that.
You're just coming out of a really tough phase. So you've done really good, girl. Really good.
You know, while talking to you, I just realized there is something that's... Do you mind if I ask the question now? And if you do, that's fine. I'm thinking of going two friends and I are thinking we should work, we should start our own business and work together. Do you see this going anywhere?
It can, as long as you guys keep the business separate from the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
So just,
okay.
Just keep that, you know, keep that that line, I guess.
Okay.
And make sure you have open communication, that you're communicating. Communication is everything.
Yes, I agree.
And with that, and that will be really good. And, like, if you have any frustrations, to be able to sit down and talk about it, like, adults.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies. And would you mind putting me back on hold, and I'll just continue listening?
Sure. Yep. I will certainly
thank
do that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Is that my next caller?
Hey there. Who are you speaking with?
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hello, Karen. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, my question is in regards to me moving on in finding another work situation. I just want to know what do you see in regards to that?
Have you applied for anything yet?
I'm starting to.
Oh, you're starting to?
Yes.
I'm hearing within 6 months you should be in a permanent situation, a permanent job.
Okay.
Are you clear on what you want to do?
Yeah, I am. I'm getting clear on it. I am.
Okay. I'm hearing as soon as you get clear on what it is that you want to do, you're going to be amazed because you're almost in this stream, this flow. That's why I'm looking at it. I'm seeing this flow. But I'm hearing you need to have more clarity on what it is that you want to do because it's about passion.
That's
what's
true.
Going to bring you passion? That's not something
that's
anybody can tell you. You have to know what trips your trigger.
Right. That's true. That's very true.
And when you figure that out, you'll be amazed at what you apply for.
Really?
Yeah. You have fabulous energy, too, just so you know. So you're doing a lot of internal work. So good for you. Good
Thank
for
you.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I've been doing a lot of crying, releasing. I lost my sister. My sister passed in February. I've been doing a lot of, you know, releasing that and, you know, coming to terms with her death and accepting it. I that's probably one of the reasons why a lot of frustration's coming up. Because I look at myself, and I'm like, I should be further along on my path in regards to work. Because I feel like I'm, you know, I basically sit in the queue and just so unnoticed. And my fear is, because normally I'm not like that, but in this job situation, I just don't feel comfortable stepping forward into doing something different in the company. I just don't feel comfortable, and I just have a strong feeling of not trusting. And I'm trying to figure out for myself, you know, is this something internal, or do I really not trust people that I'm surrounded by?
I'm hearing it's more internal, and then it can be to where all of a sudden you start getting paranoid going, oh my God, can't trust that person, but it's internal. So go and explore what hasn't been explored yet. And it's not as big as you think it is. Not as big of a deal as you think it is.
Yeah, and I'm picking up, too, that this current position for you is just not igniting any passion either. So, you know,
internally,
intuition is coming. Okay. I don't want to move forward because for what? I need to find something else that's going to
really make me passionate to get up and go to work every day. So you can figure out if you like working with people, do you like working individually, do you want to be your own boss, do you want to work with somebody else, you know, so do you want to do, you know, so that's where you have to sit here and start, like a pin, and start deciphering and discerning through that,
Right.
You'll be able as hard as you think.
I mean, it's not that I can't move forward the company that I'm in now, but there is, I just have some fear that it's going to cost me who I am.
That's why, because you're actually finding out who you are through, you're finding out who you are through this process. So it's almost like you're in a cocoon and you're awakening up, and you are now, you know, becoming a butterfly. So allow the process, because it's working for a reason. And a lot of us are going through that right now. It is part of energetics, too, where, you know, is this our right path? Is this what we're supposed to be doing? Why, you know, is this not making me so excited? There's got to be more in life. It's all part of what's going on energetically.
This is what I like. This is
what I don't want. This is what I do want. You know, so it's a perfect opportunity. Because if you don't figure it out now, they transfer to another space. So figure it out now.
Okay.
And don't be afraid. Okay. And, you know, look at it as your sister's, your sister's crossing is very symbolic of letting the old be done. Let the old be done.
Yes. Yes. Because after she crossed, after she passed over, after she passed over, that's when it was like, it's like your lease is not going to be renewed. You're going to have to move. And normally I would be like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And be in a ball, balled up in a corner crying. But I'm like, you know what? This is her way of saying, you've taken care of me. You were here for me. Now you can go. Go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now it's time to take care of you.
Yes. Yes.
Have you been asking your soul for more clarity? Have you been asking for your soul for more clarity? And then to really sit and feel and listen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because I asked. Because things were happening smoothly. After I moved, things started happening. Things were just happening in a very smooth way. And I remember I asked my boss for some time off because I needed more time, just a day off. I needed some more time to move. And she said, sure, no problem. And when I got the okay, I felt uncomfortable. And I asked my soul, why do I feel uncomfortable with this? And what came to me was that I'm so used to everything falling apart and everything being a struggle and that I have to fight for everything, that when something starts to happen in a smooth way, effortlessly, well, I don't have to fight. I don't have to. It's not a struggle. It's uncomfortable for me. It was very uncomfortable for me. I'm like, this is good. Why is this so uncomfortable for me? Because I'm not used to it. I'm not used to things working out for me and working in my favor.
Well, look at that. You need to change that belief system. Well, let it go. That's a program. So what you want to do is you want to go in and ask where that core issue started, because I guarantee it wasn't in this lifetime. So get to it. Otherwise, it's going to continue to come up to you until you look at it, because you ignored it in that other lifetime.
Yeah.
So do it. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed.
And turn it around.
Absolutely.
I can tell you, if everything just fell into place and worked out exactly right, I'd be shouting from the rooftops going,
You're doing fabulous.
It was beautiful.
I
loved it. I absolutely loved it. I'm like, okay, if this can happen, then I can ask other questions. Because, again, there was some friction with my boss and another employee, and I'm like, okay, why am I feeling this way? What is it about this that I'm holding on to this that's so familiar to me? And again, the answer is just, I mean, it popped in my mind, it popped in my spirit. And it's like, because you dealt with, this is like family. Your boss is your mother, and the employee is your sister, and you're always in the middle where you're always wrong. You're playing the victim. You're playing it out at work.
Yep. There you go, I see. Change. But you recognizing it is a huge step, because then you know how to move forward and change your story. So,
yes.
You're no longer a victim, you're a victor, and you're not going for surviving, you're going into thriving.
Ooh, I love that. Yes. Love it. Love it. Ladies, you're awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Many, many, many blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Thank
you for calling and have a great
day. All right, honey.
Bye-bye.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Twinkle.
We're normally laughing on our show.
Yeah,
we're getting acclimated.
Yeah. We should somehow record that.
Hi there. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Donna.
Hello,
Donna.
Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from Minnesota. Actually, St. Paul.
Woo!
A local.
Donna.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same path right now here with the stress of work and no idea where to go. I've been in my position for many years and kind of stuck with, you know, decent pay and benefits, but just very stressed out and too much work and not sure what to do.
Let's see what we come up with here. Are you having any knee pain or foot pain or anything?
Not me, but my daughter is. She injured her ankle a couple weeks ago, and we're trying to work out physical therapy and getting her back to work, and that's been a stressor here for me the last week or so, trying to deal with her and wondering why she's not healing quickly.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it has to do with not moving forward on your path and kind of ignoring the signs, especially when they're coming up and you're going, forget about it. I'm just comfortable on that. I'm status quo. Let me say status quo. Hey, have your hands been, do your hands heat up a lot?
You know, I haven't noticed really anything with my hands. No.
Because I'm seeing your hands lit up, and what that means when I see that is energy work. Now, when you do energy work, that doesn't mean you have to do it as a profession, but you'll see that will shift you and open up programs within you on an etheric level, a multidimensional level. So if you're looking for something that's going to sit here and revitalize you, start looking into either a Reiki class, hands-on healing class, just see what trips your trigger. So do some research on that and see if you're drawn to doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The energy in your house is really stuck too. So move some furniture around and move the flow. Stage if you can.
I have a lot of clutter. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So that kind of, that'll hold it. When your house is stagnant and stuck, you tend to be stagnant and stuck too.
That's stagnant.
Yep. So if you can move the energy around, remove the clutter, open it up, and let things flow, then you'll see your life will also start to flow.
Okay.
And I'm hearing that you'll also get kind of an epiphany. You know, once your surroundings are free and flowing, it'll start coming to you, and you're going to get an epiphany and go, aha, this is what I need to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
And guess what? If you want to explore that even more, we're right at 104 East Main Street in Anoka at the Buffalo. I can help you with some fabulous readers here.
Sounds great.
So meanwhile, he gave you some stuff that you can look at, you can do.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling
in. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great
evening.
Have a great evening. Okay. Bye-bye. Oh. It's just a rebuttal from the first question. Is there anybody else in the house who would like to sit here and ask a question? Yes? No? Maybe? Oh, we got a question
I had a previous business partner a couple years ago, and for about a year ago,
podcast. So I'm just wondering if that is completely done. Or is there going to be any more backlash? Is she done coming after me?
Okay. So if you guys didn't hear that, she had a previous business partner a couple of years ago, and she wants to know if that relationship is done, or is she going to come back after her?
I'm hearing no, no, no.
Done or no?
No, it's done. It's done. If anything comes, nothing's going to come out of it.
Yeah.
She's still carrying a lot of resentment in her heart.
Okay.
And she'd like to do things, but doesn't have, I mean, it wouldn't be successful.
Yeah.
You don't have the resources to do it, so what's the point?
And if you don't put any energy into it, it won't feed it.
I'm also hearing she's being counseled to let it go. Somebody's working on it.
Good.
So, yeah. It's like if you have a negative thought, you just bad that little cord, that window. So it's like, love it.
Cut it.
Yeah, cut it and let it go. And then she could say,
that's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, anything you want to say?
Are there any words of advice that you guys are?
We have the two gals we have in our studio audience. We're kind of watching them as we're tuning in, and they're both kind of tuning in too. So, helping them hone their intuition skills. So, you know, everybody can try it at home when you're listening to other listeners, and ask their questions, see what you pick up, and then you know, see the information you get. We can all do this.
Yeah.
We're not two specific children.
Oh, she has a small question, folks.
Okay, so I'm going to rekindle a friendship that was torn down.
Okay, so is this a friendship with a girl?
Yes.
Okay. So she wants to know if she's going to rekindle that.
It went down kind of bad, but there's no reason for it.
You're going to be the one who's going to be approaching and speaking from your heart. You'll be amazed at how that will help that other individual grow.
Yeah, she's going through something.
Always be the one. So it may be a year down the road, but because she's going through a lot of stuff. But actually, I see you and hear you being really good friends down the road.
Wow.
So yeah, that's cool.
It's a typical tea. So. Well, you guys, we had a fabulous show this evening.
Yes, we did. Thank you to all of our listeners and callers. And remember to go in and like our Facebook page because we want to grow that community. And if you're local, don't forget to look on the White Buffalo Spiritual Healing and Gifts Facebook page and on our Divine Goddess Radio page because we are posting our classes there. So we'd love for you to come and check out the store. Come and take some classes, come see our readers, and Riverfest is in Anoka next Saturday, so please come down and see us. Have a great evening.
And next Thursday we have Dream Interpretation, so those of you who are locals, come on over.
Good night.
Thank you.
See?